As challenging as it may be for young women to avoid pregnancy, for older women, getting pregnant can be difficult. In fact, one out of every 100 babies born in the U.S. is conceived with medical help. And most of the time, that means in vitro fertilization, IVF, where eggs and sperm are united in a petri dish, and then embryos are transferred to the woman. One thing about IVF, it does increase the odds of multiple births. NPR's Patty Naiman reports on how some women feel about that and what doctors are doing about it.
Heather is typical of the patient American fertility doctors see. She's a career woman who got married in her mid-30s and then tried to get pregnant. Heather figures she spent about $20,000 for one round of IVF treatment. And she says she would have been happy with more than one baby.
We would have been delighted with twins. This round, we actually implanted 3 embryos. At the time, I was 38 and a half. You know, we would have been delighted to have twins. I would have been fine with having triplets, actually, but, you know, it just didn't work out that way.
Reproductive endocrinologist David Adamson says many patients feel this way. Adamson's the former president of the American Society for Reproductive Medicine, which sets guidelines for how many embryos should be transferred in an IVF procedure.
These folks have been trying to get pregnant for usually at least 4 or 5 years. They've already spent a lot of time and money, and so they really want to get pregnant.
And so most U.S. doctors transfer more than one embryo to their patients during IVF. In Europe, it's a different story. According to Finnish obstetrician and gynecologist Zdravka Veleva, twins and triplets frequently are born early.
IVF babies have been traditionally born prematurely. The goal is to have one healthy baby, and the healthy baby usually is the one which is born at term.
The priority in Finland, then, is to achieve pregnancy with only one embryo. Dr. Veleva and colleagues recently did a study where each patient produced an average of 5 healthy embryos. A single embryo was then transferred to the patient. The rest were frozen. If the patient didn't get pregnant the next month, another embryo was thawed and transferred. If the patient still didn't get pregnant, then the next month, another single embryo was thawed and transferred, and so on for several months. Veleva says in the end, women undergoing this process were more likely to have babies than women who received multiple embryos in the first place.
If you transfer only one good quality embryo, and if you freeze all the others, then you have a higher chance of having at least one child from either a fresh or frozen cycle.
But here in the U.S., doctors say that may not work as well. For one thing, women in this country usually have to pay for IVF treatments on their own. Many just can't afford multiple rounds of IVF. In Europe, national health insurance typically pays. Dr. Marcel Cedars is a reproductive endocrinologist at the University of California, San Francisco. She says European women seeking IVF treatment are typically younger than U.S. women, and usually they have paid maternity leave to rely on, and their youth increases the chance of producing healthy embryos.
The eggs actually age, and it's estimated that at age 42, for instance, about 80% of the eggs are genetically abnormal.
Even so, doctors are transferring fewer embryos today than in the past. Because of that, there are fewer triplet births, less than 2%. But the twin rate remains high, and Dr. Cedars says that needs to change.
The holy grail of IVF is really trying to find the way to identify the single embryo so that we can eliminate multiple pregnancies. And I think that's been one of the most difficult strategies, is trying to find ways to identify implantable, viable embryos.
And scientists think they're just a couple of years away from figuring that out. Patty Naiman, NPR News.